This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Lopez, Cody Stutes out here live at Texans training camp. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. And fresh off the field, sitting down with us, second-year player out of Clemson, one of the important big fellas on this team, DJ Reader, sitting down with us. DJ, how are you, man?
Doing good. How you got it?
Excellent. I love watching it. I love watching the full pads going, and you were in the midst of it. That had to feel good.
Felt good. First day to get pads on. You know, it's the first day we had them on since last season, so we're excited to get them on.
You guys get here, and then you got like a couple of days of just like the pajamas, I guess, is what they call them. And then you're really hankering for those pads to come on. That's where you guys can – I mean, you put in good work, but that's when you can put in some real good work is when you actually start thumping and hitting guys.
Yeah, you know, that's when you get good on good and guys start to separate a little bit. You get to see what guys can do, how they play football.
Mm-hmm. And you get the offense to have a little bit of protection from Cushing being crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can protect them from him being crazy.
he was a little crazy today. We'll get into it later after you're out of here. But, listen, it's your job up there. It's a different look for you too. I mean, you know, you say ones on ones, and you're running out there, man.
Yeah,
it's got to be a good feeling.
Oh, it's definitely a good feeling, you know, to have a role in this team, and you know, just be able to do my job and help the team get better. So it's really important.
If there was like one thing, like I know it's a lot of stuff, and it's on the field, off the field, but one thing that you really took away from Vince, what might it have been?
Being physical, just knowing what's going on and bring it every play, and even if you mess up, being physical and attacking the play, trying to attack the man you're on.
You know, these pass rushers get a lot of love, you know, Whitney and what JJ can do on the pass rush, what Clowney can do. And I was talking about it with John yesterday. The pass rushers get the love, but you guys stuffing the run are going to be just as important, especially with the way the NFL works. So many teams get the game started on the ground, and that's something that you guys are built to do. I mean, there's a lot of beef there, but there's also a lot of athleticism for whatever type of rushing attack you're going to find.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely got to have passion for it. When you got those two guys, those three guys on the outside, you know, all you got to do is do your job. They do a great job of making plays when you make it bounce to them. So, I mean, we take it important as to us to do our job, stack it up in the middle, and let them make plays.
You know, watching the drills these last few days from where we are, Nick Martin and he stepped right in and hasn't missed a beat. What have you seen? Because I told Cody during one segment, I said, Nick Martin might be real good.
He's a good player. He's got to keep working. But, you know, I love going against him every day. Mm-hmm. Me and him try our best to make each other better. Been going against him since kind of the Senior Bowl when we were seniors. So, I mean, he's a really good player. Yeah. Hopefully he grows into it.
Now, you, this is your second year, DJ Reader, sitting down with us. But you got to play a whole season in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He obviously was hurt. Is there stuff that even – you know, being just a second-year player, you can kind of teach him, show him, and say, hey, look, this is what D linemen in the league do. This is what you got to be ready for.
Yeah, I think so. But I also think he learns a lot from his brother. You know, he's got a great
mentor.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
You know, so that's big for him. And he's a smart kid. He works well. And, you know, he's got a bunch of leaders on the offensive line that are going to help him get better. And Dev's a great coach. So he's going to help him.
Speaking of being a mentor, you got to kind of be a mentor to Carlos Watkins, who's in camp with you now. What have you seen from him in his young NFL career?
Striving to get better. He asks questions. I talk to him all the time, of course. That's my best friend, like my best friend in the world. So we talk all the time, and we're always back and forth. We joke around when we're out there. I see sometimes, you know, things can get overwhelming for him. I try to calm him down, joke with him. But he's doing great. You know, he's just striving to get better, and that's all you can ask for.
What about defense in general right now with Watt back, Clowney? We were talking about this as well. You got three guys right there that are just – it doesn't have to be Watt with 20 sacks anymore and the next guy with 7. I mean, you got three guys that can bring it. That's got to make it it's a great feeling defensively.
Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling. You know that everybody's got that in the back of their head with those guys coming off the edge. So, I mean, it's special, especially to be on a defense like this and be able to help those guys get to where they want to get, you know. And we want them all to get 20 sacks. We want them all to get as many sacks as possible. So, I mean, it's definitely great.
With DJ Reader with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610, right off the Texans training camp practice field. last year statistically the number one defense, yeah. but a lot of people will talk about that and say, well, they're statistically number one, but they're not actually the best defense in football. You guys feel like you can be the best defense in football with no questions out there?
You gotta earn it every day. You know, we got to go out there every day and earn it. What you did last year doesn't help you this year. So this year we got to focus on earning it every day and going out there and trying to be the best team that we can be on defense and offense. You know, we all want to get better and sharpening each other up, and hopefully these practices keep being just as competitive as they are.
Have you seen the payoff from being out here at the Greenbrier, having the nice weather, having being secluded away from the heat and being with your teammates? Have you seen the payoff
definitely,
here?
Definitely. It's still a grind. Not as hot of a grind. Not as many attitudes flaring because we're not as hot, but it's been good. Being able to be away and get down time, get back in the room, hang out, you know, practice a little bit earlier so we get a little bit more time off at night. So it's been good.
You hear about the ghosts here?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I haven't personally seen them, you know. I hope they don't bother me. But
You hear about? Because we read about it.
I mean, yeah, you'd be so knocked. I'd be so knocked out in that room, you know. But I'm on that fifth floor, you know, the clinic floor. So I'd be thinking about it. Yeah, I'd be thinking about it for sure. It's the clinic floor.
Sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
Whitney was with us yesterday, and he said he's going to get the Bible out and start doing exorcisms.
Called my mom first day I got here. Me and her prayed. You know, she says you're good. She said it's probably a little bit of unsettled spirits in there, but you're all right.
Well, there's going to be some unsettled offensive linemen trying to block you this year and some unsettled teammates trying to stop you in training camp. Have a great training camp. DJ, have a great season, man. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. DJ Reader, fresh off the practice field with us, the big fella, one of the most important players on the Texans this year, sitting down with us right off the practice field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.